Romero. Sie arbeitet am Institute for Transportation Development Policy in Mexiko. Das heißt, wir verlassen jetzt den afrikanischen Kontinent und gehen nach Lateinamerika, nach Mexiko. Mein Kollege, der Philipp Sacher, ist in Kontakt mit der Veronika und versucht gerade, sie online zuzuschalten. Er macht so. Gut, das heißt, wir werden Sie jetzt gleich hier am Bildschirm sehen. Genau. Sie wird sprechen über den Sustainable Transport Award. Das ist eine Auszeichnung, die seit über 20 Jahren an Städte vergeben wird, die wegweisende Mobilitätsprojekte haben. Und Ihr Vortrag heißt Resiliente Städte für ein besseres Leben. Erfahrungen vom Sustainable Transport Award.
Hello everyone. So, excellent. Hello, everyone. It is a pleasure to be with you. I hope you are enjoying this event and learning and get inspiration to take to your own cities. My name, as you've heard, is Veronica Ortiz. I am Global Communications Director at the Institute for Transportation and Development Policy, a global organization that works for sustainable mobility worldwide. So, sustainable transport is the core of prosperous cities. Hold on, my slides are not moving. Yeah, there. Cities are where humanity potential comes to life. More than half of the world's population already lives in cities. And by 2050, that number will rise to nearly 70%. Cities make global goals local. They are where climate action, equity, health, and economic opportunity truly take shape. They are hubs of connection that define how we live, work, and care for each other. And sustainable transport is at the heart of it, because how people move determines how people live. Today, transport is one of the largest and fastest growing sources of greenhouse emissions. Urban transport alone accounts for almost a quarter of all energy-related emissions. If we don't act boldly, those emissions could double by 2050. But this challenge is also one of our greatest opportunities. Every step toward clean, efficient, and accessible transport helps shape a healthier, more resilient urban future. Public transport is not just about moving people from one place to another. It's about connecting them to life, to schools, to healthcare, to culture, to green spaces, and to community. When we strengthen public transport, we expand opportunity, we reduce inequality, and we give people back their time and their freedom. Now, let me tell you something about ITDP. For 40 years, ITDP has worked alongside cities to build cleaner, safer, more equitable transport systems. Our work has helped deliver bus rapid transit in more than 200 cities, deploy over 5,000 kilometers of corridors, grow bike share systems worldwide, and expand cycling infrastructure in major cities by 4 times. Every one of these numbers represents people, people whose lives are better because their city invested in sustainable mobility. Since 2005, ITDP has worked alongside cities to build, since 2005, the Sustainable Transport Award has celebrated cities that are leading this transformation. This is a program that belongs to ITDP, and we develop it with the help of a STA committee, which is composed by these organizations, prestigious organizations from all over the world. The Asian Development Bank, the BRT Center of Excellence, CAF, the Development Bank of Latin America and the Caribbean, Despacio, GIZ, of course, ITDP, the World Bank, and WRI. Each year, we recognize places that have implemented innovative projects that make transportation safer, cleaner, and more inclusive. These stories remind us that sustainable mobility is achievable anywhere, and that progress in one city can inspire hundreds more. These are some of our past winners, and just to see the examples and the reasons why the cities won. Fortaleza in Brazil, in Fortaleza, small strategic changes have added up to big results. The city redesigned its streets, made them safer for everyone, and prioritized walking, cycling, and public transport. Fortaleza showed that with creativity and partnership, even low-cost projects can transform how city moves. They have a very strong component on children and caregivers as well. Jakarta. Jakarta won in 2021. Jakarta shifted from a car-oriented city to one built around people. Through the Janglingo system, the city integrated fares and modes so passengers can travel seamlessly and affordably. Jakarta proved that integration and inclusivity can redefine mobility for millions. Bogota was our first winner, of the STA, and they also won in 2022. Bogota has long been a pioneer in sustainable transport. It created the world's first large-scale BRT, built a strong cycling culture, and even during the pandemic, expanded bike lanes and made streets safer. Bogota continues to lead with innovation, resilience, and a deep commitment to equity. This year winner, Dakar in Africa. Dakar is leading Africa's next great mobility transformation. Its all-electric BRT will soon carry tens of thousands of passengers along 18 kilometers of corridors, connecting 23 stations with 121 electric buses. This project shows that electrification, equity, and design can work hand in hand to build a better urban future. And there's a lot to learn about the financial model. Let me present you this year's finalist, Amman. The 50 kilometers network now serves over 100,000 passengers daily. The city's first BRT launched in 2022. And now, as I said, it serves more than 100,000 passengers daily across 50 kilometers of routes. Amman's integrated system is a bold step forward, showing that accessibility and vision can drive real transformation. Bhubaneswar in India. In Bhubaneswar, the capital urban region transport is leading India's EVOS transition. 42% of its fleet is electric, serving over 270,000 passengers every day. By moving people from cars and two-wheelers to clean public transport, Bhubaneswar is proving that mid-sized cities can lead the way. Kochi in India. Kochi's water metro is a story of connection. By linking more than 10 island communities to the mainland, it's made daily life safer, faster, and more inclusive. Integrated with metro and bus systems, the water metro is a model of multimodal, people-centered innovation. Salvador Bahia in Brazil. In Salvador, new BRT stations are setting a new standard for accessibility. With charging infrastructure, elevators, and safer crossings, the system integrates electric buses with walking and cycling paths. Salvador is showing how electrification and equity can come together in one design. Santiago, Chile. Santiago is a finalist this year, but they also won in 2018. And it's a clear example of how transformation can scale. Santiago is transforming its entire public transport network with a 100% electric bus fleet. This shift, supported by strong public management and integrated policy, is redefining sustainable urban mobility at scale. Santiago stands as a model for how major cities can lead the global transition to clean, inclusive transport. And this is an example that is transforming the region as well. The SDA 2026 winner will be announced in January 2026, and the new call for entries and submissions will be open in February 2026. Stay tuned. I want to thank you. For 40 years, ITDP has worked with cities around the world to make sustainable transport a reality. These stories, from Jakarta to Santiago, remind us what's possible when vision, policy, and partnership come together. The work ahead is about deepening impact, scaling what works, and building the next generation of compact, electrified, human-centered cities. Thank you, and here's to the next years of transformation.